We help to maintain footpaths. We work on other projects in the North Fakenham area and Hempton area, and so that's the main thing. Yes, keeping things cut back for using for people so that they can use them. Cups of tea and coffee as well. Obviously, we're trying to encourage people to come out and join us. Always looking for new volunteers.
What sort of work do you have to do to actually maintain these?
Work with strimmers. Obviously, we have manual work as well with saws, bow saws, bits and pieces like that. So it's fairly physical. Yeah, for anyone thinking of coming and joining us, it is quite a physical job.
How important is it for the Fakenham area to have something like that?
There is nothing else really. I mean, the district council, you know, and the town council itself used to, you know, have a budget for maintaining these things themselves, which obviously they just don't have anymore. We're very lucky that the town council do support us and have put us forward for this award to start with. So they do support us well, and we work on a lot of their footpaths and open areas, because obviously Fakenham has a structured walk plan that you can pick the leaflets up for, and obviously, you know, that needs to be maintained so that people can follow it.
How important is it to Fakenham to actually get people in and get people to actually follow these footpaths?
Oh, I think it is. It certainly is. I'll say, we certainly, when we're out working on the mornings that we're out, because we do weekend mornings, which is helpful, because people have more leisure time, and we meet quite a lot of people, you know, who are coming around and using the walks, and they'll stop and say, oh, you know, well done, thanks for this or whatever. And certain other people who walk locally will point things out to us and say, oh, you know, there's a tree come down over there, or, you know, this could use being cut back. So, yeah, it's important to us that people come and say, you know, we can't go and do things if we don't know where they are. You know, I mean, we have a sort of a set route, and we go around certain places, you know, periodically throughout the year, but obviously things happen in the interim, and people need to tell us about it.
So how many people actually work with the partnership?
In all, I think, with supporters who don't come out and actually do the voluntary work, we've probably got about 15, so it's quite a small group. I mean, the volunteers who come out on a regular basis, usually about 8 to 10 of us, of varying ages. And I have to say, I am the only girl, so I would like some more girls to come and join us.
So if people want to come and join you, how can they get involved?
Get in touch with me as the secretary. I'm the main person to get in touch with. Obviously, you'll see us out and about working as well. Always happy to approach us, you know, then and find out a bit more about us. People do actually say, oh, you know, who are you? What are you doing, sort of thing. And so it's always helpful to have that as well. Yeah. So.
And what does getting this award mean to you?
It's. I have to say, the award is just the recognition is wonderful. As Tom said, we were runner up last year, so to come first this year is you know, credit to us really for such a small group of us. But it's more. I mean, the money obviously at the end of the day is very useful to us. We are all volunteers. We don't have a great fundraising base anymore, unfortunately. We used to be affiliated with the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, which we're not anymore. So that was our fundraiser. So this, you know, makes a big difference to equipment and keeping it running. It's keeping things running more than, you know, as well as new equipment. Fuel for mowers and strimmers costs quite a bit of money. The tea and biscuits come out of my own pocket, so I provide those.